Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the last Aliyah Parsha's Bahar. That's Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Mem Zayin. And the Pasuk says, "V'chisasig Yad Ger V'Toshav Imach," and when the hand of a Ger Toshav accomplishes with you, "Umach Achicha Imay," and your brother becomes poor with him, "V'nimkar LeGer Toshav Imach," and he's sold to the Ger Toshav that's with you, "Oyle Eker Mishpachas Ger," or to an Eker Mishpachas Ger. Now, Eker literally means an idol, meaning this Yid is sold to an idol. And we're going to see what this means in Rashi, but let's continue with the Pasuk. "Acharei Nimkar," after he sold, "Geula Tieloi," he shall have redemption, meaning you have to redeem him. "Echad Me'achavi Galenu," one of his brothers shall redeem him. "Aydaide," either his uncle, "Aben Daidai Galenu," or his cousin shall redeem him. "Oy Mish'er Besari Mishpachti Galenu," or someone, one of his relatives shall redeem him. "Ahisiga Yadav Nigal," or if his means become enough, he has enough money, somehow he gets enough money, so then he should redeem himself. And how does he redeem himself from this non-Jewish owner of his? "V'chishav Im Kanehu," he should make a calculation with the one that bought him. "Mishnas Himachar Loi," from the year that he sold him, "Ajnas Yevil," until the Yevil V'haya Kesim Kare B'mispar Shanim, and the amount of money of his purchase should be proportionate to the amount of years. "Kimei Sochir Ye Imai," like the days of a hired worker, he should be with him. And the Pasuk speaks this out. "Im Oid Rabbis B'shanim," if there's still a lot of years left to Yevil, "Lepien Yashve Gulasoi," according to them, proportionate to them, he shall repay his redemption, "Mikesef Ignasoi," from the amount of money that he was purchased with. "Vim Atnesh B'shanim Ajnas Yevil," and if there's not so many years left until Yevil, "V'chi Shavloi," he should make a calculation with him, "Kifi Shanov," according to his years, Yashiv Gulasai, that's how he shall repay his redemption. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem Zayin, try to understand what's going on over here, that a Yid is sold to a guy. Yad Ger V'Toshav, Ger V'Hu Toshav. We're talking about a Ger who's also a Toshav, meaning he's a non-Jew who's a resident. Kitarguma, it says in Targum, Aral V'Toshav, V'Soifei Mechiach, and the Pasuk's end proves that we're talking about this because it says, V'Nimkar L'Ger Toshav. We're talking about a Ger who is a Toshav. We're not splitting it up, either a Ger or a Toshav. And the next Rashi says, V'Chi Sasig Yad Ger V'Toshav. He had enough money. Migar Moshe Yashir, who caused him to become wealthy? Dibuka Imach. That's because he's close to you. He's attached himself to you. The non-Jew is living amongst the Jews. That's why he's become rich. But the next Rashi says, Umachachicha Imai, and your brother becomes poor with him. Migar Moshe Yamach, what caused this Yid to become poor? Dibuka Imai. That's because he attached himself to the non-Jew. Aide Shalom and Maisav, he learned from the non-Jew's ways, and that's why he became poor. The Pasuk told us, Mishpachas Ger, Ze Oved Kaychav Mazalis. This is talking about someone who serves idols. Kishu Aymon, it says in the Pasuk, Le'eker, to an idol, Zeha Nimkar, this is someone who sold, La'avodazara Atzma, to the idol itself, meaning what? Liyos Lashamish, to be a servant for it, V'leila Likus, not that he actually has to serve the idol, El Lachtev Eitzim V'Lashemayim, he has to do services that are necessary for serving the idol, such as chopping wood, drawing water, not that he's actually serving the idol itself. Now, Pasuk Mem Chesen Rashi tells us, Ge'ula Tiyolai, he should have redemption miyad immediately. Al Tanicheu Shiitama, do not allow him to assimilate himself and to be connected and mix in with the non-Jew that now he's his servant. And Pasuk Nun Rashi Achnas HaYovel until the Yovel year Shaharei, Kol Atzmai Lai Kanoi, the non-Jew didn't actually acquire the Jew himself. El Avdai, he's just serving him Ad HaYovel until the Yovel. Shari B'Yovel Yetzi, he goes out by Yovel. Mashin Emer Lamata V'Yatzi B'Shnas Yovel, it says in the Pasuk that he goes out during Yovel. And in Menachos Shetachas Yad Chakas Medar, the Pasuk's talking about a Gentile who is under Jewish jurisdiction. This is talking about when Klal Yisrael runs Eretz Yisrael and they have the ability to force his non-Jewish master to let his Jewish slave go at Yovel. V'Afal Pikin, and even so, don't go about it in a dishonest roundabout way. When he comes to be redeemed, the adaktik b'chashben, we should be very careful with the calculation. According to what is coming to him every single year, the Gentile shall deduct from the original price. And Rashi just goes on to say that let's say he bought him for 20 money, and there's 20 years left to Yovel, and so therefore that means every single year is worth 1 money. So this is how much he would pay him based off the amount of years that are now remaining till Yovel. Let's go back to the Chumash Pasuk Nun Gimel. Kischir Shana B'Shana Yie Imai, he shall be with him like a laborer that's hired year by year. Lawyer Denu Beferch Le'inecha, he shall not have him do backbreaking labor in front of you. Le'inecha means in front of you, in front of your eyes. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Nun Gimel, Lawyer Denu Beferch Le'inecha, climber to say the Ataraya, and you see it. We're not commanding that the non-Jew is not allowed to subjugate him to very difficult labor. That just means if you see him subjugating him to very difficult labor, you have to do something about it. Back to Chumash Pasuk Nun Dalad, Vimla Yigal Be'ele, and if he's not redeemed through these means, the Yatsa B'Shnas HaYovel, he goes out during the Yovel year, Hu Uban of Imai, him and his sons with him.
Rashi pasuk nun dalad v'mloigal ve'ele. Ve'ele hu negal. He's only redeemed by these means. Ve'ene negal b'sheish. He doesn't get redeemed through the sixth year. As we know, a regular Jewish slave, he goes out after 6 years. However, a Jewish slave that's purchased by a non-Jew, he has to wait till yovel if he's not redeemed by his brethren. And the next Rashi tells us, hu banav imoy, him and his sons with him, hagoy chayiv mzayin his banav, the Gentile is chayiv to support his sons along with him. Even though he didn't purchase the children, he only purchased the father, the guy has to support the children also, just like we saw when a Jewish master purchases a Jewish slave, he has to support the Jewish children, so too over here. Because the Bnei Yisrael, they are avadim to me, avodayim, they are my avadim, that I took them out of the land of Mitzrayim, ani Hashem lekechem, I am Hashem your God. Rashi over here, Pasuk Nun Hei says, ki li Bnei Yisrael avadim, shtari kaidem, as we've already said, my shtar, my document, my contract, that comes first. Ani Hashem lekechem, I am Hashem your God. Kol meshabed behem milmaton. Anyone who subjugates them below in this world, ki'ilu meshabed behem milman, it's as if he's subjugating them above in Shemayim. And let's go straight back to Chumash, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Aleph, because this is a continuation. Loi sasu lochem elilim, do not make idols for yourself. Upesel masecha loi sakim lochem, and do not set up a pesel or a masecha, which are different types of idols, statues, pillars that are used as idols. Ve'evin maskis loi sitnu ba'artzachem, and do not place a floor stone in your land, lishtach vaisolah, to bow down on it, ki ani Hashem lekechem, because I am Hashem your God. As Shabsoisai Tishmairu, you shall guard my Shabbosais, meaning observe Shabbos, on Mikdashi Tiro, and you shall fear my Mikdash, ani Hashem, I am Hashem. And let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. Rashi explains why exactly we're talking about not making idols for yourselves. Loisasu lechem alilim, kineged ze, hanimkar lanachri. This is speaking specifically to this person who's been sold to a non Jew. Shaloy Yomar, he shouldn't say, Hailv Rabbi Megali Arayis. Since my master, he's involved in Gilui Arayis, afani kamais, I'll be just like him. Hailv Rabbi Avedavid Zer, he does avodah zarah. Afani kamais, I'll be just like him. Hail Rabbi Michal Shabbos. He's Michal Shabbos. Afani kamais, I'll be just like him. L'kach nevim requests. Oh, that's why we have these psukim. And now Rashi tells us something incredible that brings us all the way back to the beginning of the parsha. Va'afa parshias halalu nemru al seder. These parshias, meaning these topics, already from the beginning of the parsha, they're all said in order. But chila hizra al shvias. Right in the beginning of the parsha, we are commanded to be careful about shvias. Vim chamad mamain. But if this person desired money, v'nechshal al shvias, and he became suspect in regard to shvias that he wasn't really keeping shmita properly, soifelim ker metaltel. If he's going to end up having to sell all of his things. And how do we know we're talking about metaltlin, things that are movable? We're not necessarily talking about land. Maksiv be, what does it say? Or you buy something from your friend, davar haniknim yaliyah. This is talking about something that could be bought from hand to hand. Metaltlin, something which is movable. It's not talking about land. Loy chazer, but if he didn't do tshuva for his original sin of not keeping shmita properly, soif mechach chuzasa, he's going to have to sell his achuza, his heritage, that piece of property that belongs to his family. Loy chazer, but if he still didn't do tshuva, soif mechach, basically he's going to have to sell his house. Loy chazer, but if he still didn't do tshuva, soif life at beribis, he's going to have to borrow on interest. And call elo achrenes, all these later ones we were discussing, kashis mina rishenes, they're more difficult, they're harsher than the first ones. Loy chazer bai, if he doesn't do tshuva, seif meches atma, he's going to have to sell himself as a slave. Loy chazer bai, if he still didn't do tshuva, loy dai li Yisrael, it's not enough that he's going to have to sell himself to a Jew. El lenachri, he's even going to have to sell himself to a non-Jew. Skip this Rashi, go to the next one, lishtach vaisaleo, this is talking about do not cover your floor with a stone that you're going to bow down on, afilo shemaim, even if you're going to bow down on it to Hashem, lefisha ishtachava, bepisha yudhaim raglaimhi, because ishtachava, bowing down, is actually talking about complete stretching out of the hands and feet. And the Torah asks us to do this outside of the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore you are not allowed to have this floor stone that's meant for bowing down anywhere outside the Beis HaMikdash, no putting it in your homes or shuls or anywhere else. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, says the next pasuk in Rashi, Naman l'shalom schar, faithful to pay reward. We always know that when it says Ani Hashem, Hashem says, I will give you your reward if you keep the Torah. With this, we finish the parsha. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.